The businessmen came to Wausau's Westwood Conference Center to sample and experience the benefits of high-tech products, like Microsoft's yet-to-be-released 2007 Office software. However, what they got in the keynote address by Dave Gibbs, a math professor at UW-Stevens Point, was a warning that high-tech can be good, bad, and ugly.
The ugly part is the frightening part. Genetics and biotechnology and nanotechnology.
Gibbs cites the nanotechnology of spy chips that are already being put in products by big box retailers.
So-called spy chips or radio frequency ID chips, and the pervasiveness with which they're hitting the retail market, and what that could mean in a Big Brother environment.
What that could mean, Gibbs said, is computer chips implanted in people by a nation concerned about illegal immigrants. He also worries about the ugliness of bioengineering.
Dropping 8 eggs in a petri dish, let's fertilize all 8 of them, let's sample the DNA, let's figure out which of the 8 eggs we wish to keep. What's wrong with that? Well, I guess I'm old school enough to wonder if that's really how we should go about reproducing.
Gives advice to the businessmen at the technology fair, even if you can do it, it doesn't mean you should do it. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.